Wednesday, the 22nd of February, creates a powerful day of peace and manifestation. While the number 22 is the architect of peace number, the whole date adds up to 13, which is the divine feminine number of empowerment. So this is a moment to be steady, to be patient, to organize and put things in their place, but to really be determined and strong. So you have that plan, you allow that plan to bring you peace of mind, and then you see how the cycles of life represented by the number 13 always bring you what you need at any given point and time. And so you can be the architect of peace today. You can be at peace with anything as it shows up for you while you also participate in creating your reality. So it's a two-way street here, and you really understand that today, and that brings you tremendous sense of serenity. Now, Mercury is trine to Mars on the 22nd, and that enables quick thinking coupled with a decisiveness, and that inspires you to make plans and act on them with confidence. Increased intellect and concentration allow you to focus on meticulous projects. Your adventurous spirit is ignited as you take risks that lead to positive results. This is a wonderful time to realize your ideas because your mind is infused with energy with Mars, and your intellect through Mercury and communication skills are on fire. You are innovative and eager to implement your ideas. You have the energy to achieve a lot, and you feel more magnetic and attractive. On the 23rd of February, the Royal Star of the Lion number is activated. It's the strongest number in numerology, and we are in 2023. So every month this year where the 23rd comes up is a very potent day, and we want to honor it by focusing on courage and focusing on expressing ourselves freely. This number attracts honor, strength, persuasion, wealth, and power. And the root number 5 asks you to connect with people, lots of people if you can. And that can be in any way. But basically it is that you are open to share your ideas at a grander level. You essentially are set free to explore. You have the courage to break down former boundaries. And know that change is very much in play today. Surprises, making quick decisions. Your life is evolving, and today you feel a vibrational shift to a new level of success and mental clarity. And to add to the mental clarity, Moon sextiles Mercury today. So you have an active mind and intuition. Your communication is heartfelt. I mean, it really ties into the numerology code. It's beautiful. You can express yourself easily because you have the clarity to share deep emotions. News, letters, and short trips are favored. It's a wonderful time to share your feelings because you can connect easily and effortlessly with others. Your mind and heart are totally in sync. Your intuition is enhanced. And talking to others, sharing ideas with a team is favored as well. On Friday, the 24th of February, we have another double six code of love, abundance, and more love. This is a powerful abundance activation day. You want to love your intentions into reality. You want to take responsibility for what brings you pleasure, what brings you fulfillment, and certainly go and be nurtured. Take care of yourself. Self-care is always a big theme when the number six is activated. Nurture your gifts to the nth degree. Now, the whole date adds up to 15, the spiritual alchemist number. So on the 15th of February, when we had the double 15, you initiated something. Well, today you may feel the results in some capacity. So tune into your divine mission. Make sure you're totally aligned with who you are serving and how. And at the same time, guard against going into servitude. Instead, be of service. Passion, nurturing, and loving are your tools. And that includes listening closely to your intuition and enjoying the fruits of your creative imagination. You certainly feel magnetic. Your presence makes a big difference. The moon is sextile the sun. I love this aspect. It just allows you to feel relaxed and happy and affectionate and loving. You can make easy connections, have wonderful conversations. Life feels in harmony. It feels balanced and content. You want to be intimate and cuddle with your loved ones. You are recognized at soul level, and your self-confidence is heightened as a result. Then on Saturday, the 25th of February, we are going to feel an amplification of the ability of the higher mind to receive inspiration. So today is a special day because the 25th reduced to 7. Then we have a date, the 16 universal date, which reduced to 7. And we're in a 7 universal year. So we have 25, 7, 16, 7, and pure 7. And that means that we're approaching the 7 from many different angles. And that really allows you to pierce your intellect, your inspiration, and receive many, many aha moments. It is a Saturday, so hopefully you can carve out some time to really engage in peace and quiet, spend some time appreciating nature, take extra time and rest, and getting those deep, deep, incredible inspirational moments. So the intake on your intuitive side is immense today. I can't stress enough that having the 7 from so many different angles deepens your capacity to listen, learn, and acquire deeper wisdom. So digest all the information, meditate on your insights, make room in your day for some time that is really special, that is pristine, and take a sabbatical day if you can. It is a Saturday after all. The moon is square to Mercury today, and that means maybe you'll feel a touch of moodiness, or your mind may be in conflict with your heart. However, it's just that they are yearning for harmony. So that nervous energy is just spurring you on to see that something needs to be settled. So it's a day of readjustment as well. Use the energy to work on a project that requires deep thinking and analysis. Or get into a passionate conversation with a friend so you can air your views. Get things in order in your home and work environment. It's a wonderful time for feng shui and clearing, cleaning, doing chores, and tidying your space. On Sunday, we have a beautiful code where the number 26, which reduces to 8, merges with a 17 universal date, which also reduces to 8. Number of leadership, abundance, courage. And 17, of course, is the immortality number. So what this means is you have a big vision, and on this Sunday, you can immerse yourself in it because you have the courage to look at it, to explore it, to address any challenges that may be presented and overcome obstacles today. What is it that you need to see in order to move through it and keep going? And this will give you amazing strength and confidence. So a lot of opportunities for growth today, financially, personally, in every way, all around you. And as a leader, you know that persistence and patience are the keys to success. So you want to make those frequencies very active in your life. Now, having a vision and practicing it every day is what creates the visionary leader. So this is a starting off point, a jumping off point to trust in the divine plan. On the 26th, the moon is square to Saturn. And that ties in beautifully with the numerology code again, because it gives you persistence. It allows you to really focus on emotional commitment. And Saturn is a leadership planet. It governs the 10th house of career. So if you take that extra time to rest so you don't get emotionally frayed, you can feel really, you can be very honest with everything and take everything seriously, your feelings, your emotions, and If you need to create distance and boundaries, that is a good idea as well today, just to be able to stay in that leadership place. Monday, the 27th, is the final day of the month where we have a 999 code. And just as before with some of these other numbers, we're approaching the 9 today on the 27th from several angles. The 27th reduces to 9, the universal date is 18, which reduces to 9, and then we're in a 9 universal month. So 9 is all about love, wisdom, and compassion. It is a leadership number, and it allows you to release bygones, to welcome the power of love. And so we really want to celebrate a sense of completion, a sense of reaching a turning point, and celebrating what February has given us in terms of letting go so that we can move forward in March. So really open your heart today on this Monday. Guard against jumping to conclusions. When you do, that royal nature of the number 9 will attract miracles. That means when you don't jump to conclusions, when you do open your heart. So 9 is also connected to wealth as well as wisdom. So it is a wealth of wisdom number, a wealth of awareness. So be sure to release every time you are prompted. Just let it go. Don't stay with it. Be the loving authority in your life. Lead with unconditional love. Having empathy infused with wisdom is the most peaceful way to live. The moon is sextile to Venus today, and that allows you to feel very creative, very expressive. Venus is the planet of love. The number 9 is the number of unconditional love. So your desire for affection is strong. You feel happy. You want to share your happiness with others. And your sensuality and beauty are enhanced. Your sense of beauty, your ability to relax, to enjoy. So this is a great day to focus on the things that bring you pleasure, including feeling abundant. Seek out people who uplift and inspire you. Intimate relationships get a nice boost as tenderness and love infuse your perspective on life. You have good judgment on how to enhance your surroundings and make them beautiful and pleasurable. Then we come to the final day in February, the 28th. It's a special day because it previews and bridges into March. And that's because the 28th of February adds up to 19, which reduces to 10 and 1. And March will be a 10 universal month. So the new beginnings energy is very powerful today. 19 is the Prince of Heaven number. It adds light and courage. It symbolizes the sun, our inner light, and our external light, which of course is the source of life on earth. So you can achieve immense success in your life today. You will feel this forward momentum energy. Make sure you trust people who deserve your trust. That is what 28 is asking you to do. Self-discipline and caution are important to observe today as well. Look before you leap, but then do take that leap. Taking an original risk is an important part of your day. And since 10 is the instant manifestation number, the Wheel of Fortune number, the number of love and light, this is a very powerful code to implement projects and goals. You're very inspired and you're very determined to succeed today. The moon squares Neptune, and that may make you feel more sensitive, definitely more psychic. You may question reality. There may be a dreamlike sensation that creates a veil that may prevent you from seeing things clearly. All you need to do is understand that your sensory perception is very strong and you need to be grounded. So whatever gets you grounded and helps you to experience spiritual protection. So when you have a connection to that spiritual protection and you create that vision, you will bypass some of the enhanced frayed nerves that Moon Square Neptune can create. Beautiful music is very, very important. Mystical experiences are there for you. You can really move into faraway places. Sleep in if you can. I know it's a Tuesday, or take a nap or go to bed early the night before or the night of, because you'll want to restore and maintain your emotional harmony. And keep in mind that Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. The sun is in Pisces. We, of course, had the Pisces new moon already, and we're moving into March, which is, for the most part, also governed by Pisces until we get to the equinox and the sun moves to Aries. So the moon square Neptune on the final day in February, as we segue and bridge into March, is again an indication that there is so much to expand into. Neptune is an expansive water planet, and the moon and Neptune are saying, get in touch with your feelings. Really stay with your heart. Be inspired through your heart. Hold your hand on your heart. Feel that place in your body. The number 9 for February also is asking the same. So have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful February, and I so look forward to connecting with you again when we move into March 2023. Lots of love.